Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about the top five ways to keep your RV's resale value as high as possible. Now, buying an RV can be one of the most expensive purchases in a person's life. But RV owners are often shocked then to find out how low the resale value can be for their RV. In some cases, if they finance the RV, they may actually owe more than the RV is even worth at that point. So the question is, how do you keep the value in your RV high while you're owning it? Well, we're going to cover the top five ways to do that. And let's start with number one, and that is maintain your RV regularly. Fix anything that breaks and replace anything that is worn out. Now, it's just simply true that buyers are going to pay more for an RV that they feel is in really good shape, that has been really cared for. So you want to give them that kind of impression. Now, one of the main things that you want to really watch and care for on your RV is the joints and seals. You want to be sure that you keep water leaks out of that RV. This is vital. And the reason for that is water can do a lot of damage. And if people see water leaks, well, then the price is going to come down big time for sure, or they're just going to walk away. And one of the places where water leaks can become the most apparent is down the sidewalls. If water comes in on the roof and goes down the sidewalls, it can delaminate the material there and cause a bubble that goes out on the side of the RV. When people see those bubbles, well, I'm telling you, the price is definitely going down big time, or they're just going to walk away altogether. So be sure that you maintain your joints and seals and keep water out of the RV. Now, that's not the only thing that you need to watch and be careful of. So try to have a schedule for all the maintenance that you want to do on your RV. It's best if it's printed, and that way you can check it off and even date when you have performed the maintenance or repairs. And that way you can keep a good schedule so that you know what you've done. Now let's move on to number two on the list. It's closely related to number one, and that is keep very good records of the repairs and the maintenance that has been done on the RV. I can tell you this, you can tell a buyer all day long that I have cared for this RV, and you know what? They'll take it with a grain of salt. But nothing impresses buyers more than when you hand them a list of all the things you've done and the receipts for it. Well, at that point, it just gives them confidence. Confidence in you, confidence in the care of the RV. And automatically, the value of that RV has increased dramatically because not very many people are going to be providing them with that information. So, once again, most people are willing to pay more for well-maintained RVs with proof that it's been done. Now let's move on to number three on the list, and that is keep your RV clean inside and out. Make sure it looks great. I can't emphasize enough that appearance means a lot. In fact, the appearance of your RV can add thousands to the price. If someone really likes the way it looks, the way it appears, they're willing to pay more. Unfortunately, this is one of the areas where RVers often don't do as well as they should, and the outside especially. The exterior of the RV is often not cared for like it really should be. Now, the reason for this is no doubt because people intend to care for the outside. you have a couple of choices here. You can either pay for someone to come in and detail your RV on a regular basis, or you can go out and wash and wax it yourself regularly. Well, the whole idea of bringing somebody in to detail your RV is not cheap. It's going to cost you something. And so people have a tendency to not do it as often as they should. Then, on the other hand, if you're going to do it yourself, well, most people know that it's going to be a little bit of a job. And so they keep putting it off. And as they put it off, months turn into years and years go on and on. And the next thing you know, the outside of the RV is just in awful shape. So let me say this. There is no reason in this day and age for folks not to have the outside of their RV in good shape with a really nice appearance because of the products we have available to us. Now, I made a video about this a little while back, and it shows a pull system that I use that allows me to use products that wash and wax the RV at the same time with this pull system. It's quick, it's easy, it's simple, and it's very effective. And you can keep your RV looking great. The average RVer can do this without any problem at all. So take a look at that video and see what you think. Now, not only do you want to wash and wax the outside, though, remember there are rubber and plastic parts on the outside, and the sun will break those down very quickly. So keep them treated with a really good ultraviolet inhibitor like 303 Aerospace Protectant. Inside the RV, be sure to care for your carpet. That's an area where a lot of people don't keep up with the appearance. Yes, the carpet from the manufacturer is usually not all that great, but try to keep it looking as good as you can. And finally, don't clutter the inside of your RV. If people come in to look at your RV and it's all cluttered, I can guarantee you they're lowering the price in their mind. Now, let's move on to number 4 on our list, and that is about RV storage. If you're not a full-time RVer, then you're going to have to put your RV in storage at some point. If you do, it's best to keep it covered, if you can, from the sun. Of course, the very best coverage you can get is to put it inside, but not everybody can do that. So try to put it under a shelter, at least, if you can. That'll keep the UV damage down. The damage on the exterior from the sun can be very harsh if an RV is left uncovered and unattended for some time. Also, keep in mind the inside of the RV while it's in storage. If you're in a state that's in the lower part of the country, like Florida or Texas or some of the other lower states, well, humidity is a big factor. And if it's just sitting there closed up, humidity can cause mold to develop. And believe me, you don't want that. And if someone sees mold in your RV, well, they are just going to go the opposite direction. The resale value has just plummeted. So be sure that when you put your RV in storage, you try to protect it inside and out as much as you can. Number 5 on our list, keep any renovations that you make to your RV as reasonable as you can. Now, we all like to make changes, don't we? We all love to make our RV our own, personalize it in some way. But remember this when you do. Not everybody has the same taste or the same needs or wants. So if you're going to make changes to your RV, try to make sure that they're changes that are going to appeal to the vast majority of people when you sell it. And if you're doing major renovations, and I'll give you an example, a lot of people like to take out the dinette of an RV and put something else in there. Well, if you do, make sure you hold on to the dinette, store it somewhere, and that way when you go sell your RV, you can put it right back in and it will appeal to more people that way. Also, if you're going to do upgrades, Make sure they're upgrades that actually add value. And here's a few that do. Having an upgraded mattress is something a lot of people really appreciate, and they'll pay for that. Having a better toilet. Yes, that's a big one for RV buyers. Also, upgraded kitchen appliances. People recognize that, they recognize the value in it, and they'll often pay more. All right, well, those are the top five ways that I wanted to share with you that you can keep your RV resale value as high as possible. So I'm hoping that this list I provided you today will help you when it comes time to sell your RV and make sure that you get as much for it as possible. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.